Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is Wednesday. Today is not Friday, and it's not our normal 2 p.m. Broadcasting hour, but this week we have another special lunch break with Mr. Fancher, Mr. J. Stephen Fancher, who's the president and CEO of Florida Export Finance Corporation. We're so excited as we did part one last week on Wednesday during the lunch hour. We're doing part two and talking about the exporting business. How are you doing today, Mr. Fancher?
I'm doing just great. I hope you are too, and I hope the listeners are also.
And just like you said before the call, we always have a great day no matter what, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Mr. J. Stephen Fancher is the president and CEO of the Florida Export Finance Corporation, which is a not-for-profit corporation formed, funded, and sponsored by the state of Florida. He has 40 years of diverse experience in export, trade, finance, starting with 15 years with Caterpillar Tractor Company, where he was the resident expert on government export assistance programs. He joined the Foreign Credit Insurance Association, FCIA, now part of the Export-Import Bank of the United States, and formally formed a private company instrumental in developing the U.S. capital markets as a funding source for foreign receivables. Mr. Fancher has acted as a pro bono consultant to both the U.S. and Florida government, and both the public and private sectors has given him a valuable background for running the FESC, with its primary purpose of financial support for Florida small and medium-sized exporters. So we are so delighted once again to have you on the show this week as this is part two. And today we'll be going more in depth and talking about the exporting business and what it can do for our audience out there as small business owners.
Yes, I'm going to try to encourage more and more people to be in the export business because it's good for the country and it's good for them also. I'm going to explain in a minute why it's good for the country, but let's just go into some more details from last week.
Yes, and I'm just going to recap quickly. So we talked about the exporting business, that it's not only for products, but it's also for services. And with your company is working with people who are located in Florida who are wanting to do business overseas. And you assist them in the process from A to Z and getting started and finding out the paperwork and getting financial support and making the connections between the buyer, the seller, as well as the customers. And then you also, if they need more assistance, you can expose them to the FBA and the Export-Import Bank, correct?
Correct. And I'd like to talk about those latter two to start off here.
Yes,
because
please. Go ahead.
I explained last week exactly what we do to help the small and medium-sized exporters. But I did say that if you are qualified for using the Ex-Im Bank programs or the SBA programs, we will take you there. We will actually assist you financially if you don't qualify for either one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to give a little bit more detail about each of them, starting with the SBA. And the reason I would like to give these details because the more we encourage the knowledge of the small business in the support system that is available to the small exporter, the better off we all are. Because
mm-hmm.
I find that people are somewhat afraid of the export market, and that's why there is a huge support system to help these small and medium-sized businesses get into the exports. The SBA, the Small Business Administration, most people think of it as just helping small business domestically. They have two domestic programs, which are very, very good programs, the 504 program and the 7A program. Well, the 504 program is for your real estate, your business real estate. Now, that doesn't have to be just domestic. It could be for an exporter also. Maybe the exporter needs a warehouse. Maybe he needs a small office building. Well, it is the most economical financing a small business can obtain for their commercial business. To buy one, build one, renovate a new building, the equipment for it. That's the 504 program. Then there's the 7A program, which has a couple of subsets to it. It's the working capital program mm-hmm. that you use the money to expand your business. And there is a domestic portion of it, but there's also a special subset for the exports. It's called the Export Loan Guarantee Program. And it has a few little differences from the domestic program, and all of those differences are better than the domestic program because they want to encourage the small business to get out there and get in the export market.
Mm-hmm.
They are great programs. The 504 property program runs through certified development corporations. The 7A runs through commercial banks. The 7A export program is by far the most economical program a small business can use to get working capital to operate in the export field. It's SBA and Ex-Im Bank's programs are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Except Ex-Im Bank is for the larger small business, for the medium business, as well as business.
Can you give criteria for what's considered small, medium, and large?
There is various different subsets within the SBA's criteria, but generally speaking, you're talking about companies with less than 500 employees.
Okay.
Whoa, that's an awful lot of companies in the state of Florida. It's an awful lot of companies in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And the SBA has offices all over the United States in every state, in all major cities and most of the medium-sized cities. Ex-Im Bank has about 7 offices around the United States.
Mm-hmm.
There's one here in Miami. And they're throughout the regional areas of the United States. SBA is the one that I recommend that you go to start up if you need working capital.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a very cooperative program with the Ex-Im Bank, which does the larger things. But Ex-Im Bank has a variety of different programs that assist a small business. One is their Export Loan Guarantee Program, which is very similar to what Florida Export does and very similar to what SBA does, but all of them have a little bit different nuances to them. And I explained last week that those nuances generally had to do with time in business, had to do with the strength of your financial statements, and had to do with what the borrower could put up as collateral for the loan.
Mm-hmm.
SBA and Ex-Im Bank, generally speaking, it's about a dollar's worth of collateral for a dollar's worth of loan. For FEFC, it's no collateral because we are only for people that are not eligible for those two. But
okay.
Ex-Im Bank has so much more to it that I'd like to give you a little story. I'd like to give you a little story about a man that went on vacation down in the Caribbean, and
mm-hmm.
he was sitting at a seaside a cabana having a beer, and a man sat next to him, and they got to talking. And the discussions went forward. The man came back here to the United States after having learned that this gentleman was looking to buy some garbage trucks. And he said if he could just find some way to get financing, he could sell these garbage trucks to the government, and hopefully he could make some money.
Mm-hmm.
So this gentleman came to see us. We were able to help him put together and buy 5 garbage trucks and ship those garbage trucks to this Caribbean island. Now, this gentleman spent about $500,000 to buy these garbage trucks. And a little less than $500,000, but he sold them down there, and he made a $50,000 profit. He had never been in the export business before until he saw this little opportunity and happened to have heard about an entity that helps him. Well, we had arranged all of this working with the Ex-Im Bank, because the Ex-Im Bank will give loans to foreign buyers to buy U.S. products.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is done directly through the exporter. It's a marvelous, marvelous program. And that's just one of the many ones which they offer. But I want to go into the program which is probably the most valuable program there is to small businesses to assist them in getting into and staying in the export business. And that's the Export Credit Insurance Program, which
mm-hmm.
they have. You're a small exporter, you're sitting out there, you've got a little bit of money, you're actually working in the business already, you've got some buyers overseas in those businesses, are consistently buying from you small amounts, but they all want more. They all are willing to pay you as soon as you're ready to ship the product, but you have to pay the manufacturer for the product or spend the money yourself if you're manufacturing it yourself, and you don't have that much working capital.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to figure out how to expand because these people want to buy more from you. So insurance from the Ex-Im Bank, which insures you against the fault of the foreign buyer. Now you say, okay, that's great. You're not going to default on me, but the reason I got this is because I want to go to my bank and see if I can borrow some money from my bank based on this credit insurance policy. And lo and behold, he goes to the bank, and the bank says, certainly, we can assist in this. We can finance these receivables for you. You can get the money as soon as you ship the product. And he says, well, that's great, but I need a little bit more working capital in order up front to be able to get the product. And the banker says, well, let's see. We got a variety of ways of doing that. And that would be the SBA program, the Ex-Im Bank program, or the FEFC program. It is a full set of financial institutions working together to help the small business. Okay, now let's go a step further. Let's talk about something we have in the state of Florida, which other states have a fair amount of, too. We have something called the Florida Finance Network, which is five companies all dedicated to helping small business in different ways. Now, obviously, Florida Export Finance is the one that helps them when they're in the export business. Then you have the one I had mentioned earlier for the 504 program with SBA to help you get a location to buy your warehouse or build a warehouse, so forth. Then you have several others that are dedicated into this, and you can all go to the website, and you can see those at floridafinance.org, how to contact them, including me, including our entity. But there's a lot more help out there. You have a variety of entities that will help you matchmake, find buyers, take trade mission trips, help you find buyers overseas, set up appointments with foreign buyers in these foreign countries so that you can sit down in their country and talk with them. Those consist of a lot of entities such as the big one, Commerce, that does trade missions. And they have offices, again, around the United States that will set these trade missions up. You have Enterprise Florida in the state of Florida, which you can think of as the Department of Commerce of the state of Florida. Most states have something similar. They set up trade missions and take you overseas. You have your various economic development organizations throughout the state. I believe there's 37 of them in the state of Florida, and all other states have something like that, which also do trade missions and assist you in your export needs. Okay. Now, this sounds like it's so much, it's kind of hard to absorb. Well, if you sit down with any of those EDOs, as we call them, economic development organizations, they know about Ex-Im Bank, they know about SBA, they know about Florida Export Finance. Enterprise Florida is kind of like the hub of the economic development organizations in the state, and they know the same thing, and they can direct you into the right ways. Or you can walk into Florida Export Finance or call us and make an appointment here. And you can get into the export business, you can make a lot of money at the export business, but you better know what you're doing. You better not just think you can just jump in and sell to your cousin down in Guatemala or down in Brazil, and it's just because it's a little different. It's not like selling to somebody next door, and that's why you need to work with these entities that I've mentioned to help you. Now, why are exports good for the country? This is kind of important as being an American. The United States is the largest debtor nation on the face of this earth. Meaning we owe more money to people overseas than any other country. Now, wait a minute. Are we borrowing money from these places? Not exactly. We buy a lot more overseas than what we export. Mm-hmm. And when we buy, we have to pay in dollars. So those dollars are sitting overseas. Then, what's the most stable economy in the world? It's the United States. What's the strongest currency in the world? It's the U.S. dollar. Okay. So many, many foreign governments and foreign individuals buy U.S. Treasury bonds, U.S. Treasury bills. In other words, they give us $100, and the U.S. Treasury sends them a bill, and a few years later, they collect on that bill. They get that $100 plus the interest because they know it's safe. So all of this stuff is sitting overseas and is redeemable. And it helps our economy. We bring more dollars back here. It makes the economy better. It lessens the debt that we owe people overseas. And it pumps dollars into your pocket. It can be a hidden treasure for you if you really want to make money, to get in the export business, to do something that's interesting, to be able to travel to foreign countries, to meet interesting people, to learn about new cultures and new food. Hey, it's fun. There's no question it's fun.
On that note, can you talk about the program where you take individuals overseas?
Okay, I'll be more than happy to.
Since we're kind of on that note, that would be great if you could share that with the audience as well.
Okay, let's just take Enterprise Florida. Enterprise Florida is throughout the state of Florida. It's got 7 offices around the state that are in their international division. And what they do is about once a month, they put together a trade mission to go to specific country or specific one or two countries. And they advertise, it's on the web, you can go to myflorida.com, you can find Enterprise Florida, they'll tell you about all the trade missions coming up, and you work with them, and while you're paying about half the price that it would cost you if you just got on a plane and went down there yourself, because they set up groups, charter flights, they may have 100-150 people that go one time on this from various companies. They arrange, working with the foreign offices of Enterprise Florida and working with the U.S. embassies in these foreign countries, they arrange a service to where, here's your product, we'll find people that want to buy your product that are in the business that you're in, not boarding business, but in the business of using your product.
Mm.
They will arrange appointments for you. Sometimes you go to these people. Sometimes they bring them to you. Depends on what's most convenient for everybody. It generally lasts 3, 4, maybe 5 days that you're over there, and you can literally take orders there.
Mm.
Now, these appointments have been prearranged, pre-vetted as real people, not the wannabes that just walk in to pass the time. Now, you're probably going to get a few people that always do that. But these are real businesses they will meet with. State officials go with them. The governor's gone with them. The Secretary of State has gone with them. Various major state officials go with Enterprise on these trade missions. Why? Because it adds more oomph to the thing. If this foreign country knows the governor of Florida is coming or the Secretary of State of Florida is coming, therefore, you get more publicity. And there's a lot of publicity in these foreign countries about these trade missions that are coming. Now, let's reverse it. There are many trade missions that are brought here to the United States. So, for example, Dominican Republic sends trade missions up here, and Enterprise Florida will contact a lot of people. You can go to the Enterprise Florida and find out about these incoming trade missions, to where if somebody's coming in and it shows what it is these people are interested in, you can go meet with them here in your own state without having to leave the country. And you can make deals back and forth with those people sitting here. That is a marketing assistance that's given. You can go further than that. The U.S. Department of Commerce provides enormous amount of data on the economies, the companies in these foreign countries. that you can get from the U.S. Department of Commerce. Their main office for South Florida is in Fort Lauderdale. And you contact them, tell them what it is you're trying to obtain from them in the way of various information about, let's say, you want to sell into Brazil. You tell them you'd like to have all the information you can get in Brazil in a particular sector of the economy that you know would be using the products that you might wish to export. If you're a trading company, meaning that you will sell whatever it is the foreign buyer wants to bring to you, you can get a broad-based bit of information, and you can. But with all in all cases, it's going to give you information about the companies in that foreign country. It's almost impossible to, in a half an hour, or maybe even an hour, to completely describe the services that both the U.S. Department of Commerce, the Florida Department of Commerce, i.e. Enterprise Florida, offers, as well as all the various EDOs. Now, Tampa, Jacksonville, Orlando, Miami have all put on their own missions overseas, mm-hmm. to where they will take people from their city on almost exactly the same thing that we've been discussing. And they coordinate it with Enterprise Florida. They coordinate it with the U.S. Department of Commerce. Because we have trade missions going out of the state of Florida two or three times a month, every month, every month. Why? Because the biggest sector of our economy is exports. We have more exporters sitting around in this state and more people that have the ability to be exporters that aren't necessarily exporting. We really have a large population of those people here in the state of Florida, probably larger than almost any other state other than maybe Texas, who concentrates most of their exports to Mexico, mm-hmm. whereas in Florida we cover everything south, and we have a tremendous number of people that are actually exporting into Europe, into Africa, into Asia. It's not just into Latin America and the Caribbean. It's all over the place. I want to connect something though. Let's say Florida Export is helping you, or SBA is helping you, mm-hmm. or Ex-Im Bank is helping you. Well, that credit insurance that I talked about earlier, that is available through Ex-Im Bank, can be applied regardless, new exporter or one that's been in the business and wants to expand. That credit insurance is applicable across the board. It is the single best thing that Ex-Im Bank offers to small businesses. But wait a minute. Ex-Im Bank insures U.S. products. To get the credit insurance, your product has to be a minimum 50% U.S. manufactured. But in this world today, especially down here in the state of Florida, you have a large amount of foreign manufactured items that are exported into whatever foreign markets there are that come here. We're a warehousing state to where a lot of companies buy from China, buy from Brazil, buy from Europe, buy from wherever, and they warehouse it here and then sell it and export to Latin America. Well, what if the product itself that you're selling is only 49% U.S., or maybe it's 0% U.S.? Well, there are 10 private credit insurance companies that do exactly the same thing that Ex-Im Bank does, that you can go to. Their policies, their insurance policies are slightly different. Their pricing might be slightly different. That doesn't mean it's always higher. Doesn't mean it's always lower than Ex-Im Bank. But it's based upon their perception of the risk that are taking place when they're insuring you against the fault of the foreign buyer. But lenders throughout the state have come to accept any one of these credit insurance policies. Why do the lenders demand the credit insurance policies? Because the lender, in the event the foreign buyer defaults, and therefore the small business borrower cannot pay the loan that he took from the lender. Oh, this is perfect. These credit insurance people will pay, and the loan can be paid back. And in most cases, even if the foreign buyer defaults, the exporter doesn't lose money because the loan is based on the cost of the goods that you're exporting. Credit insurance is based upon the sale price that you're selling it to the foreign buyer, meaning it includes your profit. So, even if they don't pay, the lender takes money out of the credit insurance proceeds, and what's left you get, which is virtually always a small amount, not the full amount, but a small amount of the profits that you put into it. It's really a win-win situation, and it's just inconceivable to me that people don't consistently use the credit insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I know people that sell to Ford or Brazil and still get the credit insurance. Still get it, even though you're talking about Ford Motor Company in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the credit insurance covers a default based on two things: non-payment by the foreign buyer, as well as the country allowing dollars to leave the country. That's a political risk. And that has happened in many, many cases in Latin America. Venezuela has done it on a couple of different occasions. Peru has done it. A number of countries have frozen the ability to ship dollars out of their country. Why? Because they wanted the dollars there. They wanted to use them for government purposes. And this credit insurance covers you on everything. I can tell you stories. I've already told you one, but I want to tell you one more that is very applicable to small business. A number of years back, I was speaking, and a man came up after I was speaking, said he would like to come to my office and talk with me, which he did the next day, and he brought a bunch of papers to me. And I was looking at these papers, and they were a request to bid from a foreign government.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent out the request to bid to all of the people that supplied that foreign government with certain. Well, this man was selling on an average basis about $900,000 a year to this foreign government, making $100,000 a year profit, leading a nice, you know, $100,000, that's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And they had sent this to him, and he said, I know I can supply all of this, but what I can't, and he said, how can I arrange the financing they require, which is seven-year financing? So guess what? We put it together for him, the entire thing. A few months later, he won the bid. He shipped out $32.7 million of products.
Wow.
And that was a man that was making $900,000 in sales before that.
Hmm.
It is amazing what you can do in the export business and how people want U.S. products. The profit margin is better in the export business than it is in the domestic business. Don't stop your domestic business, but also go into the export market, explore it, ask questions, make sure you know what you're doing, and you can almost always make a higher profit margin in the export business than you can with the same product.
That was awesome. In these two sessions, you've really given us a lot of insight to look into in the exporting business. And I think it's so valuable and insightful because even for myself, I was the myth of thinking exporting business is only for products, but it's for services and it's for everyone. It doesn't have to be for construction or manufacturing or goods or food or whatever people generally think that can be sent overseas. It could be services such as speakers. Speakers, if people want to hire you overseas, you know, there's an opportunity that you can consider that exporting your services. So I thank you so much. So in wrapping up the show today, can you please give out your contact information for our audience to follow up with you?
Okay, contact information, telephone number 786-845-0400. Website, fefc.biz. And if you forget that, go to floridafinance.org. We're there also. If you can't get there, go to floridajobs.com. You'll find a web page there of us. If you can't find it there, you go to EFI, Enterprise Florida, and we've got a web page there. Everybody can find us if they really just try to look a little bit.
Well, they can just Google. If they can't remember all that, they can just Google Florida Export Finance Corporation.
That's right.
But, Mr. Fancher, we thank you so much. And there's a lot in the community for the exporting business, and I think it's just more and more awareness and insight is happening, especially in South Florida. One of the commissioners of Broward County, Mr. Honorable Commissioner Dale Holmes, is having an Exporting International Expo October 12th through the 16th, and we'll get more information out to our audience and to follow up with you as well, Mr. Fancher, letting our audience continually know about any opportunities to export, to grow their businesses, to start their businesses, to branch off their businesses into other ventures, to really help grow our economy, not just in South Florida, but across the nation and globally, and helping people to know the great products and services that they are providing. So, Mr. Fancher, we thank you once again for being on Finding Your Hidden Treasure. My name is Fayola Delica, the host, and we look forward to getting back on our regular schedule Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. This is a great nation that we live in. There's great opportunities. It is about awareness and informing yourself and educating yourself on such opportunities. There is no excuse, because this is land of the free and great, great people to connect with across the world. Thank you so much. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your week. This was the Lunch Hour. Bye-bye.